Mentation, which is called sane mentation. I, in consequence of this, when we set out on this journey in the spaceship Karnak, thought of profiting by this time to help you so that the harmonizing of the functioning of yours and the formation of your future active mentation, which depends on them, should proceed precisely in that order, of the correctness of which I became convinced with the whole of my presence during the process of my long personal existence. When, at the beginning of our journey, I noticed that you were very interested in the three-brained beings of the planet Earth, I then decided, under the aspect of gratifying that interest of yours, to tell you everything about them in such a way that there should be crystallized in you for your future being associations that required what are called ego plasticuri, without any admixture of doubt. For this, I have, in almost all my tales, strictly held to the two following principles. The first, not to say anything as if it were my own personal opinion, in order that data necessary for your own convictions should not be crystallized in you in a prepared form, according to the opinions of another. And in accordance with the second principle, to relate to you in just such an order, and in such a premeditated and selected sequence, about all the events which proceeded on this planet Earth connected with the arising among these three-brained beings who have taken your fancy, of various gradually progressing inner and outer abnormalities in the process of their ordinary being existence, the total of which has given them their present desolate and almost inescapable state, in order that you should be able to marshal your own subjective reasoning concerning all causes only on the basis of certain facts which I have told you. I decided to do this in order that many diversely essenced ego plasticuris for your future logical confrontation should be crystallized in corresponding localizations in your common presence, and also in order that from active mentation, the proper elaboration in you of the sacred substances of Abrustonis and Helkdonis for the purpose of coating and perfecting both of your higher being parts should proceed more intensively. And now, my boy, in order that what I am saying at this moment should become still more comprehensible to you, I find it necessary to repeat in another and more definite form about the difference already mentioned by me many times for different motives between what are called knowledge and understanding present in three-brained beings in general. In order that this difference should stand out more clearly, I shall again take as an example the ordinary reason of your favorites. If one makes an analogy between this, as they themselves call it, conscious reason of theirs, which is completely fixed in contemporary beings, and that reason of three-brained beings in general who breed on other planets of our great megalocosmos, then the former, which they have in them, might be called the reason of knowing, and the latter, the reason of understanding. The conscious reason of understanding, which in general it is proper for three-brained beings to have, is a something which blends with their common presence, and therefore information of every kind perceived with this reason becomes forever their inseparable part. The information perceived with this reason, or results obtained thanks to being contemplation of the totality of formerly perceived information, however a being himself may change and whatever changes may proceed in the spheres around him, will be forever a part of his essence. And as for that reason, which for most of your contemporary favorites has become habitual, and which I called the reason of knowing, every kind of new impression perceived through this reason, and likewise every kind of intentionally or simply automatically obtained result from formerly perceived impressions, is only a temporary part of the being, and might result in them exclusively only in certain surrounding circumstances, and on the definite condition that the information which constitutes all this foundation and entirety should without fail be from time to time, so to say, freshened or repeated. Otherwise, these formerly perceived impressions change of themselves and even entirely, so to say, evaporate out of the common presence of the three-brained being. Although in respect of the sacred Triamazikamno, the process of the arising of both kinds of being reason flows equally, yet the fulfilling factors for the actualization of its three separate holy forces are different. Namely, for the formation of the reason of knowing, the formerly perceived contradictory impressions crystallized in any one of the three localizations which three-brained beings have serve as the affirming and denying factors, and the new impressions proceeding from without serve in this case as the third factor. And for the reason of understanding, these factors are as follows. The first, that is the sacred affirming, is newly perceived impressions of any localization which has at the given moment what is called the center of gravity functioning. The second, or sacred denying, is the corresponding data present in another of his localizations. And the third factor is what is called the being autokolizikners, or as they otherwise call it, Hudas Babbognari, the sense of which name signifies the results of the persevering actualizing of the striving towards the manifestation of one's own individuality. By the way, you might as well hear, still once more, even if you do know it, that the said being autokolizikners are formed in the presences of three-brained beings in general in all three localizations exclusively only from the results of the actualization of being partikdog duty. That is to say, thanks to those factors which, from the very beginning of the arising of the three-brained beings, our unibeing common father designed to be the means for self-perfection. It is these same formations in the common presences of three-brained beings which are actualized as the third holy force of the sacred Triamazikamno for the arising of the reason of understanding. Only thanks to this factor, in the process of the blending of newly perceived impressions of every kind in the presences of three-brained beings, are there crystallized on the basis of the sacred Triamazikamno data for one's own cognizance and understanding proper to the being alone. And likewise, exclusively only during such processes of the crystallization of the data for the consciousness in the presences of three-brained beings does there proceed what is called Zerno-Foucauldian friction, thanks to which the sacred substances Abrustonis and Helctonis are chiefly formed in them for the coding and perfecting of their higher parts. I must tell you here that only the newly perceived impressions which are crystallized in the said order, and which are newly arisen in beings from conscious mentation, settle in the localizations of beings, just as those series of formerly fixed data which are similar to these impressions and which correspond to those already present in them. And new impressions, crystallized in another order, that is, through the reason of knowing, settle in the being localizations at random, quite without any kind of, so to say, classification. All these new impressions settle in the series of those former impressions, which almost always have nothing in common with them. Well then, it is chiefly for this reason that everything